Agora of Light by the Iron Monkeys of Seattle, Washington. The Agora of Light is the next chapter in the Iron Monkeys myth of the Guardian of the Dawn, wherein the Acolyte's curiosity overwhelms their fear. How do we transcend fear? The Acolytes asked themselves. By facing the darkness, they answered. Having spent their entire lives safe and warm within the glowing embrace of the Guardian of Dawn, the time has come for the Acolytes to pull up stakes and confront the unknown. The darkness has always been the ultimate extent of their explorations, a black membrane made of uncertainty they never dared pierce. Something has changed. Fear has evolved into curiosity. The Acolytes, flush with newfound inquisitiveness, cannot fight the compulsion that drives them to explore the shadows. With the blessing of the Guardian, they embark upon the next leg of their odyssey. The Acolytes seek their own light, after having been defined by the light of the Guardian for so long. The excitement, verging on fear, of this new journey is soothed with the knowledge of their inevitable return home. Every night of their travels, the Acolytes build a fire and gather around the flames. They recreate home. Applying lessons learned from the Guardian, they create a warm, welcoming gathering space. It's what they know best, and do it well. In the face of so much that is unknown and unknowable, their nightly conclave is a comforting talisman. It's a necessary piece of familiarity. The Guardian of Dawn, their touchstone of safety and protection, lays far behind them. In ancient Greece, agoras were civic gathering places created for philosophizing and community building. Embracing this history, the Iron Monkeys are creating the Agora of Light for Black Rock City. Six columns are set up in pairs to create three entryways around the 60-foot-wide circle of the Agora. Curved benches framed by illuminated acolytes complete the exterior ring of the circle. A 36-foot-wide pavilion with a roof of flower petals created from steel mesh and pipe sits in the center of the Agora and serves as the central gathering place. To encourage dialogue, virtuous words are incorporated into the design of the benches. The intention for including words in the seating places is to inspire storytelling and sharing. Words like remembrance, truth, curiosity, understanding, and strength pose questions to participants who may answer as they see fit. At night, propane flame effects outline the pavilion, light up acolytes, and fuel three interactive Zen gardens. The Agora of Light ignites the exchange of ideas, a fire built to welcome other wanderers. A beacon beckoning in the night, the Agora of Light offers refuge from the darkness and provides a forum for exchange of experiences. But only for an evening. When the sun rises, the travelers break camp, say farewell, and continue forward. They gather night after night, sometimes drawing a crowd, sometimes alone, but always with fire, and always on the cusp of an epiphany. After countless sunrises, sunsets, and nights telling stories around the fire, a nascent wisdom begins to emerge within the acolytes. The stories they've heard coalesce into something that is not uniquely of them, and yet is not foreign. Certain words begin to resonate. Courage, truth, understanding, temperance. These words become the catalyst of interaction in the Agora of Light. A fresh understanding, one born of experience rather than acceptance, emerges. The acolytes develop new ideals gleaned from these words, which they will excitedly share with the Guardian upon their return. The Agora of Light contains the echoes of the past and the dreams of the future. The Guardian of Dawn's refuge, a place of safety and comfort, has transitioned into a marketplace of experience and self-awareness. This metamorphosis is not necessarily comfortable, but growth seldom is. Won't you come in from the dark?